Well, welcome to another episode in the life of a small Irish company that's operating on a global basis. The company is called In Hand Guides, and I have met for the very first time today somebody other than the CEO. In fact, the CEO has gone, and I'm here with Jamie Murphy. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Paul. A pleasure to meet you. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine. We're sitting out in a garden. There's a load of women in the background chatting away.
Yeah.
And but at least we have some sun. But look, first of all, tell us all, what is your job for In Hand Guides?
Well, I'm the sales and marketing executive for In Hand Guides. I'd look after sales for Ireland and the UK. And then I do general marketing activities and trying to promote the more social media side of things and get more involved with blogging and tweeting. And I've tweeted you, retweeted you a few times, so I hope you'll repay the favour along the path.
And you recently joined Twitter?
I did. I'm only on Twitter now, I'd say maybe a month, but I'm finding it a very worthwhile experience and very enjoyable and having a bit of fun, but also doing the more serious side of business tweeting, as they say. But no, I'm learning as they go. It's a slow process, but I hope to pick up a few more tips from yourself.
Well, look, In Hand Guides sort of started with a tiny number of people, and you're part of the expansion. How on earth did they ever find you?
Well, I was in South Korea teaching English, and I went travelling for a few months, and I came back to Ireland, and like a lot of people my age was struggling to find a job, and I saw...
Sorry, how old are you?
I'm 29, so I've been around the block a few times already, but I saw the JobsRich scheme they'd begun, and I looked on the website for opportunities in Cork, first off. And I saw this posting for an audio player, audio services company. And having been abroad, this kind of thing, and travelled a lot, it was very interesting for me. So I filled in an application, a CV online, and sent it off. And I got a phone call back, and I met up with my now boss, Trevor Winkworth. And he offered me the job.
So look, this is an Irish government scheme, right? So there'll be people listening to this who have nothing to do with Ireland, but basically the Irish government have a scheme called, what did you call it, Jobs Bridge?
Yeah, Jobs Bridge.
Right, so, and you got into the company via that scheme?
Yeah, so people who are on social welfare in Ireland, they offer you an extra incentive of €50 a week, and you also do an internship as part of this process. So you'll go in and you may work a 30-hour week or a full working week, and you do it for either 6 months or 9 months, I think is the agreed contract terms. And it's like working a job, but you get a little bit extra on top of the social welfare. So it bridges the gap for people, and it gives them a flavour of getting back into working life or gaining experience that they didn't have previously in the field of study they may have pursued in college or whatnot.
So you're this guy who can speak Korean or is teaching English to Korean people, right? How on earth... Come on, you dropped that into the conversation. That has me hooked. You know, what do you know about Korea?
I'd know a small bit, and I can speak chukum mal, as they say.
Come on, let's have a few words in Korean now. Come on.
Annyeong haseyo would be hello, or... Kamsahamnida. Yeah. It's been a while since I've used my Korean, but I hope the pronunciation stands up to the test of time.
Well, when In Hand Guides produces, you know, the master guide for... Where were you in Korea?
I was in a city down south called Ulsan. It would be maybe the seventh biggest city in... It's where they make all the cars, Hyundai, and the boats. So, no, it was a great city. It was very vibrant. It was one of the fastest growing ones in Korea at the time when I was there, and I made a lot of great friends, all expats from all over the world, and a lot of good Korean friends as well that I still talk to this day. And there's always, I suppose, a part of me who kind of feels like, oh, I'd love to go back again in the morning. And I suppose the biggest thing I miss would be the food and the kimchi. That would be the...
And the what?
Kimchi.
What's that?
It's a Korean national dish. It's spiced fermented cabbage. But I really enjoyed eating it. I used to eat it every day with my rice, my bowl of rice. Typical Korean guy. My bowl of rice and my kimchi for lunch. And a bit of dried seaweed mixed in as well for your seasoning.
So you now work for the Korean Tourist Board, and this is your first recording of your in-hand guide to Korea. Is that correct?
I only wish that was the case, but if you have any contacts, please let them know. I'm more than willing to work for them and promote them. But my parents came and visited me when I was in Korea, and I had a fantastic time there. The Koreans are like the Irish of Asia, would be the best way to describe them. So they're very similar sense of humour. They enjoy going out and socialising with their friends, and family is also a big part. So I find most Irish people seem to get on very well over there and really enjoy it.
And you're a sales guy, you said, first of all, but you've got a job in which you've got sales on the one hand and marketing after that. So let's start with the sales thing. What's your philosophy on sales?
My philosophy on sales would be to inform your customers of as whatever they want to know and as much information, always be prepared. So if you have a sales call, try and find out as much information about the person you're meeting. Try and see, can you tailor as much of the content around what their business might be or what you perceive they might want to, what path they might want to go down. It might necessarily be the path that they do want to go down, but the preparation will give you enough knowledge of them and their business to help you react or to talk to them about what they do want then also. So.
And you sell the company in Ireland and Britain. That's your kind of patch, you know. What would be give us a tiny flavour of what a typical day in your life would be at work?
I talk to clients a lot in the UK, so I could be on the phone 3 or 4 times a day. On each conversation could be anything from a 10-minute conversation up to an hour long, going through what we'll do for them and doing your sales.
Can you name names, or is that all commercially sensitive?
I suppose it is commercially sensitive to some extent, but there would be a number of attractions in London that who I've met at a recent trade show in the UK in London, and we've entered into discussions, and hopefully 2015 will bring around some successful partnerships there. So we will have much more of a presence in the UK going forward. But no, it's very enjoyable. I find talking to English people, because of the influence of Irish people in the UK now, that they think we're great. They love talking to us. They think we're hilarious. So I enjoy my time spent in the UK talking to people, and you can kind of drop in all the kind of Irish words and they find it hilarious.
And tell me, do you think that the visit, this is really going off message now, but do you think that the visit of the Irish president to the UK will make a difference to the future prospects of in-hand guides?
Yeah, I can't see why it wouldn't harm us over there. I think it kind of exposes Ireland onto the global stage, and any extra publicity that Ireland Inc. can get can only benefit companies that are based in Ireland going forward. So yeah, it's a positive. Everything that's positive about a place will always reflect good then on the companies that work in that jurisdiction. So yeah, I think it's great. And the more publicity Ireland gets, the better it'll be for Irish companies. So.
And if you yourself were going to, let's just speculate for a second, if you were going to pick your dream in-hand guides in the world, right? This has nothing to do with who you're in commercial discussions with, but your dream clients, who would be you personally, Jamie's ideal locations to get into, get the in-hand guides into? Where would you pick as your number one, top three in the world? I've given you time to think about it now. I'm springing this on you. Where would you go for?
Maybe Buenos Aires in Argentina, South Africa, Johannesburg, or maybe Cape Town. I hear they're nice places. And maybe Australia somewhere.
Now, you've mentioned South Africa there, and my ears have pricked up because, as you know, I jointly own a company with a South African who's sitting across there. His name is Jonathan Am. But, you know, Change Agency is owned and has connections in South Africa. So, you know, where in South Africa would be the number one tourist destination, for example, that you'd like there to be an in-hand guide to?
I suppose I'd like to go to Johannesburg. I have friends from there, so that's another reason why I could combine business and pleasure, which is kind of a great thing to do when you have a job that lets you do it. So yeah, I'd really like to go there. There's a little, so
well, I can let Jonathan give you advice off air, because his ears will be buzzing about you having picked Joburg as opposed to Cape Town. Because I thought you were going to say Robben Island. I thought you were going to say my number one place I'd want to go, or the Kruger National Park. But now you've picked Joburg. Now that's really sparked up. I'd say Jonathan Am will be very interested in that. Last question really is, where do you see Inhan Guides going, you know, over the next couple of years? Where would you like to push the company into?
I'd like to push the company into more of a global kind of setting, working more with different European countries, expanding our presence naturally in the UK, seeing as it is my own market, and also in Ireland as well, so we can showcase the benefits of an in-hand guide to the rest of the world and to any kind of city who want to drive on tourism and drive on numbers and provide a better tourist experience to those places.
So the Genoa, where the Genoa experience, which is where Trevor Winkworth, your boss, your CEO, is going to next week, that's a step in the right direction as far as you're concerned.
Fantastic step in the right direction, and I hope I get to take over the Genoese account and visit there myself.
Okay, look, how can people contact you? Do you want to be contacted, by the way, or do you want to be so much under the radar that nobody can find you? If so, tell people how they can get in touch with you in particular.
Through our website, www.inhandguides.com, through Twitter, @inhandguides. I'm on Twitter myself, JME. Inhand Guides would be my Twitter handle. Then you could contact me directly at marketing@inhandguides.ie.
Great. Jamie Murphy, thank you ever so much for giving us our first experience of hearing your voice for Inhand Guides. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, Paul.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Well done,
Jamie.
That was cool, man.
Trying to get everybody in there.